Chaos is escalating in Afghanistan as the United States accelerates evacuation efforts. Western security forces have exchanged fire with unknown gunmen at Kabul airport. At least one Afghan has been killed and three others injured. The violence comes as Washington hopes to finish evacuations by the end of the month. That's the same deadline set for a full troop withdrawal.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. It would have been true if we had started a month ago or a month from now. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television.
About 30,000 people have been evacuated over the past week. NATO reported that at least 20 have died near the airport. Witnesses say some were shot while others were killed in stampedes. There are also mounting concerns over security as the situation deteriorates. Simon Marks joins us live for more on this. Simon, Joe Biden, he's facing tough calls to extend the withdrawal deadline.
Yeah, he's under a lot of pressure from America's traditional allies in the G7 and also from members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, who say the president needs to make good on his pledge to bring everyone back from Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan that he promised to get out of Afghanistan. But the Taliban today insisting that August the 31st is the deadline for American troops to get out.
If they extend it, that means they are extending occupation, while there is no need for that. I think that it will deteriorate the relation, that will create mistrust between us. If they are intent on continuing the occupation, so it will provoke a reaction.
The difficulty, though, that President Biden is now going to face is that yesterday his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, acknowledged that the Taliban now gets to make these decisions in Kabul. They are in charge. And while the United States is in constant consultation with them, it's very unclear what happens if we get to a point where the Taliban says everyone needs to leave by the end of the month. But the United States were to try and extend this operation. The British government wants it extended. There are still thousands of Afghans and possibly many thousands of Americans to evacuate from Kabul. We know that in the last 24 hours, the Pentagon is saying that more than 10,000 people were successfully evacuated as a result of the US operation. But with President Biden warning, as he did yesterday, of the possibility of an attempted terror strike on the airport by Islamic State, ISIS-K, still operating in Afghanistan, it's very clear that this is still a national security crisis for his administration, and some pretty tough conversations lie ahead with other G7 leaders.
Speaking of G7 leaders, Simon, sanctions on the Taliban may be on the cards then when G7 leaders meet tomorrow.
Yeah, it's distinctly possible, and President Biden hinted over the weekend at the possibility that fresh sanctions will be put in place against the Taliban. But again, he's got difficult calculations to make here because the official administration position remains that the United States has not yet reached a conclusion about whether to recognize the government in Kabul. Top U.S. officials say that the Taliban need to show who they are. What are they actually going to do in power? They've promised that women's rights, for example, will be protected, but only to the extent of the opportunities to do that under Sharia law. So what does that mean for millions of women in Afghanistan, for example? What does it mean about the education of girls in Afghanistan and other human rights issues that President Biden says will be a priority in his policy towards the country? That, though, is still for the future. The immediate issue he faces is getting people out. And today, NBC News is reporting here another memo from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to the Biden administration, sent over the weekend by furious Afghan members of staff at the embassy who say that they have been spat upon, jostled, physically beaten up by Taliban fighters at the airport, even as President Biden on Friday was insisting that any American who wanted to get through to the airport was able to pass through those Taliban checkpoints.
Yeah, some difficult times ahead. Simon Marks speaking to us from the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C.